accept this being recording.
Thank you for your
recorded even.
consent. I like to have
You're
consent.
very
So
welcome.
yes, we have lovely toilet roll in America. For
Do
anybody who's
you?
listening, we do.
How many
Kimberly Clark.
ply? How many ply
Like
is your toilet?
multiple.
That could just be two. That could
Could
just be
be.
two
I think
ply.
it's three or four. Do you want me to
Four, it would
ask?
be like cardboard. You wouldn't be able to use it. I'm an expert
All right,
in
so
toilet
how
roll.
about let's do this. When you come over here, if anybody who's listening to us, Mia is coming to America, a place she never wanted to go.
No, I don't want to
She doesn't want to go, and so she's coming because of her son. And I think what you should do is bring your most bestest British toilet roll.
Okay.
We call it toilet paper here.
Okay.
And then we're going to compare it. We'll do like a blind poop test.
Tasting.
So you're going to take a
Okay.
dump, and then I'm going to slide one under the door, and then a different one under the door, and then you're going to
Okay,
compare and
and I'll
contrast.
compare and
And
contrast.
we're going to settle
Okay.
this once and for all.
Okay. The reason we're discussing this, Tracy, as you listen, and also what are the girls at the gym called? Something coffee ketchup.
Cat, cows, and coffee.
And
And there
dear
is a
cat
male. There is a
cows.
male in that
Oh,
group.
okay. The
So
guys and gals.
it is multi-gender,
Okay.
multi-age, multi-ply.
It's so multi. We're discussing this because when I went to Costa Rica, and even when I went out locally here in England
Yeah.
with Ali,
I thought
yeah.
it was just Costa Rica, and then I came to visit you, and then you like started throwing things in a bag. We were going out for the day, and you took a huge roll of toilet paper and put it in your bag, and I was like, "What's going on in England that we don't have toilet paper?"
I like to take care of my derriere, derriere care.
I like
It's
that. I
important.
like that about
So,
you.
thank you.
They can say a
Thank
lot
you
of
so
stuff
much.
about you, Mia, but they'll
Yeah.
never say
That,
you don't have a lovely derriere.
yeah, absolutely. And that I don't take tremendously good care of my derriere. So,
That's right.
yeah, I feel secure. I'm sure this is something that needs therapizing, but I feel secure knowing that I have a good quality multi-ply toilet roll available. That access to toilets is very important to me. I think
Clearly.
we should probably change the
Should we
subject
stop
because,
recording?
yes,
Okay, we do have a
and bin
topic
this.
today, and it
We
isn't your
do.
derriere. Although maybe that's our next one. Okay, what is our
Okay.
topic? I was just looking it up.
It's
Kicking things. Sorry, you
go.
say it because it sounds better with your accent.
Kicking things into the long grass, and you added lying to ourselves.
Yeah, like
I love the way I
self-deception.
described it as something really
It's just
pretty and nice. You're just
delightful.
kicking things into the long, you're like, we're lying to ourselves. It's a
Yeah.
pack of lies. First of all, can we do a check-in? Just a brief one.
Yes, please.
Because I'm desperate to check in.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Will you please check in?
Thank you. I didn't want to do this today, Ali. I was thinking of how I could get out of it because I wasn't feeling at all great. I've been feeling a bit poorly, a bit stressed. I had, yeah, just, I won't say that actually, but the thing I was going to say because it's too much. But I was feeling really stressed and just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm just going to message Ali and say I don't feel which don't feel well, which was true.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't a lie, but I was kind of like, oh, I'm going to feel bad if I do that because I'm kind of probably well enough, but I don't feel energized. I don't feel happy. I don't feel great. And then, as it happens, I was sitting on the loo, on the lavatory, where I do some of my best thinking. And I thought, oh, I wonder if I could shift this, along somewhere. And then I remembered, I told you I'd been listening to Liz Gilbert in conversation with Tim Ferriss, and she mentioned the two-way prayer. And I thought, well, I haven't done any clearing this morning, which is a small exercise. Potentially, isn't it? Small 2-minute exercise that you and I do every morning. just writing down fears, worries, concerns. Who would have these fears, worries, concerns? Usually a lazy a-hole, is my response. And then working out whether that's fact or fiction, and then setting it down and choosing another place to come from during the day. Well, I hadn't done that this morning, so I thought, oh, I'll try the two-way prayer. So I
Will you
got
tell
my.
us what that is so that people
I
who don't know?
will.
Okay.
Well, you probably know. I'm wondering, do you know more about it
I'm
than
not
me?
sure. I've never called it that, so I'm not sure what the two-way prayer is. So I'd love to hear what
Okay, well, the
you.
way Liz Gilbert described it, she said it is something that you would take on. I hope I'm getting this right, but something you would take on if you were in like an AA program, an addiction program, and it's where you read a piece of scripture or a poem, something that feels kind of like special or even sacred to you, something that feels really beautiful. So you read that to sort of, I suppose, get in the zone. Then you take a couple of deep breaths and you consciously allow yourself to release your stress and anxiety. So you're making a conscious choice to sort of attempt to put this stuff down. And then you would ask the God, the higher power, your God, your version of higher power, whatever you want to call it. You would ask that entity, that being, a question. You'd ask them for help. So you'd sort of say, and in Eat, Pray, Love, which is the book that Liz Gilbert wrote, there's a scene in that book where she does that. She drops to her knees, and sort of says, please, God, just please help me. I will do anything. Just show me what to do. So it's that sort of, that's the sort of gist of it. It's sort of like, show me, tell me what to do because I'm lost here. And I wrote down, I've been feeling really stressed all week. I'm trying to control things. I'm trying to control everything. I'm trying to be right. I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to do it right. I'm trying to do a good job. Please, please just help me. Show me what to do. And then you start scribbling away as if you were the higher power. And you address yourself in an endearing manner. So you might call yourself, precious one, or dear child, or dear little one. And you just start writing. And the idea is the way just I have been introduced to it, which was through this conversation between Liz Gilbert and Tim Ferriss, was that you would then act as if you were the higher power. Now, you may become so proficient that there isn't much acting that's happening. You just feel that you are channeling a higher power. But she said to start with, you may need to consciously apply your imagination. And I just started scribbling away, dear Mimi, and just wrote these really soothing things to myself. And it shifted how I was feeling. I felt the stress. I feel now that the stress has been kind of like this, shoulders up by my ears, pains in my back, my shoulder, and into my chest a couple of times. Just real tension. And I feel that's gone away, or certainly eased. And I felt and feel able to have this conversation with you without the pressure that I was putting on myself previously, which was to show up a certain way and to get it right and to say cool things and be funny and know the topic and do some prep and da 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 da. And I'm just like, actually, I really want now to have a conversation with my dear beloved, most loved friend Ali, and just trust that, I mean, if it's an absolute dire mess, then we won't put it out. But just
But we
trust
always
that,
do.
but yeah, even though we console ourselves, we lie to ourselves that, if it's awful, we won't. And then you have your button on the control. You're like, send, it's going. And I'm like, but I cried and I had a horrible face. You're like, it's going, it's
Fine,
gone.
fine.
But yeah, but I was just like, actually, that really shifted something. So I wanted to check in with that because it feels to me really like, wow, incredible.
Love this two-way prayer. I've not heard this, so I like it.
Okay. Yeah, I
It's
thought
like a
it.
way of speaking to yourself. like self-soothing, self-coaching, self
Compassion.
acceptance, yeah, just self-loving. Yeah, so
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah,
There's
it was
another
really
thing,
lovely.
and
Go,
it sounds like
sorry.
it shifts, like it puts you in a different perspective just because you're speaking to yourself from a higher power, right? There's a another thing that this reminds me of, where you, it's open palms, half smile. Have you ever heard that? Open palms. So the other thing you can do is, it's some people will say like, you can't continue to feel stressed and anxiety if you just try to half smile. But in some therapies, they'll be like, okay, I always close my eyes, but close your eyes and open your palms towards the sky and then just half smile. And it shifts. It shifts the way I feel, because it's really hard to feel stressed and tension if I could just do a half smile. Are you doing a half smile? There it is. Okay.
I was doing a half smile. What did you
Didn't look
see?
like, didn't look like,
Oh,
it looked
didn't
like
it?
you were.
That's because
Oh
my
my
face
gosh.
is
And by
funny.
the
I don't know.
way, I did look up sucking eggs, because you use that term a lot. I get it now. I get it now. It's like, why are we sucking eggs? It's not that we're sucking eggs. It's like, if we put an egg in our mouth, that's what our face looks like, right? Are we really sucking eggs?
What I take it to mean, I mean, obviously you looked it up properly. What I take it to mean is we would say, if, you know, I'm teaching my grandma to suck eggs here. My grandma doesn't have any teeth, so she has to suck the egg
Oh.
rather than
But it's
chew
like
the
the
egg.
face that she makes to suck the egg. No?
No,
Oh boy.
that's sucking on
Gotten
a
it wrong.
lemon, where you kind of go,
Yeah. Yes.
and then
What's
you're
the
like,
sucking egg face?
sucking egg, there's nothing to do with the face. It's
Got
to
it.
do, although I'm sure if you were sucking a whole egg, there would be something happening in your
That's
face.
the images that pops up on Google,
Okay,
on
we'll
the
check
Google
this out.
machine.
Okay, we'll look at that after. But
I'll
what
send it
I
to you.
mean, and what I think most people mean when they say, I'm teaching my grandma to suck eggs here, means that your grandmother has no teeth, and so she's highly proficient at sucking her food. She doesn't need any education. So
Got
me
it.
teaching you X, Y, or Z is like me teaching my grandmother to
To
suck
suck
eggs.
eggs.
She's really good at sucking eggs.
I
She doesn't
see.
need any tutelage.
You said
That is
toot.
tutelage. Tutelage.
Tutelage.
Tutelage.
Nice. Okay. Well done. So you are here. You originally
Where?
didn't really want to be here, and you're here
Oh, I'm here.
anyways,
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
and you've shifted your
Yeah, and I
being.
want to be here. And I just thought, my God, that's miraculous. It was like a 10-minute activity. I've only done it once, so I can't testify for whether it
Done.
works, you know,
Check.
day in, day out. And I like the idea of it as opposed to clearing, because I'm still sharing my fear, my worry, my concern. But it feels more, I want to say positive, because I'm getting all that loving compassion. I'm getting, well,
Yeah.
again, that's what I got today. The website that I looked at to sort of follow up on what she had said was called twowayprayer.com.
Okay.
And they recommended doing it for 30 days
Yeah.
and seeing what difference it made. So that's my plan, to do it for the rest of this month. So I will
Okay.
be doing it with you at
Nice.
your residence.
I like it. Okay, great.
So there we go. Would you like to check in, or are you done with the whole check-in thing?
Well, how do I want to check in about? It's Friday. It's been a week, busy week. And I'm excited to talk about self-deception. Because
I'm
I
suffering.
love this topic, and I've had a couple of people share with me that they don't like those words. And I've even had somebody share that that's if you tell people that they're lying to themselves, that it will cause harm. So there's a lot
Okay.
of energy around, well, it appears that for some people, there is energy around this language. And I think about it, I think of all the different ways that I don't know that I'm actively lying to myself, but should we just jump into the topic?
I thought you had.
I'm going. Here I go. Come on, Mia. Come with me.
Wee!
We're going to go
We're
on a top.
coming.
That our brains are wired to like give us the worst case scenario so that we live in places. So we're in the woods and a branch snaps. Our brain says it's a bear, whether or not that's a bear. Before we've even been able to prove that it is or is not a bear, you're like, oh, it's a bear, which is good. It's not so good for other things. Like somebody looks at me sideways and I'm like, they're a dick. Or somebody, drives aggressively and I'm like, they're a maniac. So we are, I think our brains make up stories that may or may not be true. We can call it lying, we can call it deception, or we can get really elevated and just say, look, we are, our brains just make stories. That's it. And, or interpretations, or it makes meaning out of things. And most of the time, it's probably just fine. Like even if I'm in the woods and there's no bear, I don't have to like live the rest of my life thinking that there's always a bear. Like it's easy to just let that go. Ah, there's no bear. Okay. Good to know. Does that make sense? So
Yeah,
I think that
I'm
there's a lot
tracking
of
what you're
significance.
saying. Yeah, and the main thing I'm picking up is people don't like it because they don't like the word lying. And you can see lots of ways in which, or certainly a survival reason why being alert and thinking the worst would be useful. And the last piece that I picked up was that, we do a lot of deceiving or meaning making that may not be fully correct, all day long, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. That's what I got.
Great. Thank you for summarizing.
You're
I feel
welcome.
seen and heard by you.
I do see you and I do hear you, Miss Ghana.
Where do you notice that self-deception gets in your way?
Well, where the conversation started with you and I was kicking things into the long grass, which I take more to mean that I'm putting things off than lying to myself. However, I can see a connection between the two. So if I use an example, which you
Please.
mentioned at the beginning, coming to America to visit you and to see my son. This conversation started in late June, early July, that I might come over to America, might, go and visit or whatever. Come, go, I can't work out which side of the pond I'm on, but that I would go to you,
You're going.
that I would come and visit. And then I was waiting to have a conversation with my son, and we had actually kind of like pinpointed a weekend. But I was waiting to have a sort of confirmation conversation with my son, confirming this is the date. And there was a bit of a conversation about, well, we could do it together. Yeah, we could book it together. Oh, it'd be so much fun. And so I was sort of waiting for that. And then in the absence of having that conversation with him, I kept kicking the decision to buy the ticket into the long grass. Where would
Okay, let me pause you because I think there's something else that got kicked. You're saying it's the decision, and I think there's something underneath that.
Can you see how good I'm doing pause?
You're sucking a lemon. Are you sucking lemons? Okay, anyways, yes, you're doing a pause.
Okay. Do
So
you would you like to
it
interject now, my lord?
yeah, I want to dig a little bit deeper into what is being kicked because on the surface it just looks like you're kicking the decision.
I think that's what I was kicking.
I have an assertion. I have an opinion. I have a story.
Is it
And that
one that I
is
would care to share with Tracy and Cat Cow Coffee people? Because you are a devil for plastering my personal life across the internet. So
it's
do it in sight, do it
Mia, you
in
should be more
interpretive dance.
vulnerable.
I don't want to be more vulnerable. Please do a short interpretive dance letting me know what you're talking about secretly that isn't
You want me to
recorded.
put it in the
Go.
chat?
No, just.
What was the actual decision? It wasn't
The
whether or not you're gonna
decision.
go.
Oh my God, I thought it was that I was going to go. What are you
It
thinking?
was what you wanted.
I disagree with you, my lord.
Okay, we're gonna stop recording. We're done.
You're
We're breaking
shocked.
up.
Okay, we can, maybe you can throw that back in again at the end, but
Okay,
or somewhere else,
sure.
and it might make more sense to me because at the moment that's not what was happening for me. I was putting off making the decision, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And this is a habit that I have. Oh, my chair. When I do this, my chair,
You sitting on an exercise ball?
my chair goes down. Hang on. Whoop. Let me just bring myself up again. Look how that two-way shifted my energy. Just saying.
I like it.
So I was putting off making the decision for all the reasons, all the stories, all the meaning making. And I was waiting for my son to sort of, I don't know, confirm it, give it the stamp of approval. And I'd even had a second fleeting either text exchange or conversation, sort of like, well, I'm waiting for the date. And at some point, you know, right at the beginning of the summer, I had, well, yeah, that is the date. But I was still waiting, waiting, waiting. And that is a habit that I have. And the self-deception piece comes in that I was lying to myself, tricking myself, hiding behind. I need to have this conversation with this person in order to make this decision. And actually, that isn't true, Ali. It
That's
felt
correct.
very true, and it is how I acted, but really and truly, I could make that decision myself. And the reason I didn't, which is maybe where you were looking, is that I was frightened, that I had fear around making that decision. When it came to actually sitting down, I sort of made the decision. I was like, I just need to make the decision here. I'm a grown-up woman. I need to make the decision, irrespective, regardless of whether that person is still on board with this plan. What do I want to do here? And I decided I want to go and see my son. And then I was confronted. Hang on, let me just pause for a minute. So I had been hiding behind, I need to have a conversation with this person before I'm able to make a decision, because I was really nervous about making that decision on my own and owning that decision for myself. And that is a pattern for me. I have nervousness around owning my decisions, owning my choices, owning my opinions, owning my perspective. I can get very, very nervous around that. Lifelong learnt habits, you know, in the process of changing them, jolly good. But that was all holding me back. The self-deception was kind of like, well, I would make the decision, but I can't until I've spoken to that person. And actually, I still haven't spoken to that person, and yet the decision has been made. The decision has been made, the ticket has been bought, the trip is happening. I rest my case. Don't throw me
I
in prison.
object. I love this. So where you landed was like, I struggle to own my decision. That is the smallest water bottle I have ever seen. Is that for babies?
No, but isn't it pretty? It gets bigger if I bring it nearer to the camera.
It
It's
is pretty. It's
enormous.
very
Isn't it
feminine.
beautiful? Isn't
It
it
is. We're
beautiful?
going to get
It's
you a
just
big Mondo Ugly American
all
Super Gulp.
raspberry-ish and pink and just gorgeous.
It
But it
is.
doesn't have a straw inside. I like them with a straw inside because then, A,
Yes.
you can drink it when you're driving. And also, I tell myself the story that every time I'm sucking on it, it's a facial exercise and my face will remain uplifted as opposed to jowly and haggard and drawn. This,
this
you don't get
true?
any. I don't know. It's a story I
You
tell myself.
suck through a straw, you will have a better
Well,
looking
look, it's like a.
face. Ooh, I look worse when I do that.
Yeah, you
No.
didn't stay like that, but it's an exercise. I think it's a facial exercise, whereas this,
It's no facial
that's an
exercises.
arm exercise. My arms are fine. My
You've got
wrists
great
are
arms.
slender. My wrists, you should see my wrists.
Your
God,
derriere and your wrist.
they're
Damn
so
it.
delicate.
How do you? Okay, so I have one more thing that I think if you, what is it about making a decision that you can't own?
I don't want to get it wrong,
Okay.
which is what all the stress was about this morning. I'm trying really hard to get it right. I'm trying to do everything right,
Yeah,
Ali, all day long.
yes.
It doesn't mean I am getting it right, but I'm trying really hard to get things right. You
And
know,
when you
whether
make a
it's.
decision, now you're at like eight, it could be right or wrong. So like you just never make a decision. So you're just stuck in the roundabout. You're like, I'm not gonna
I just.
pick.
No, I'm not going to pick. And so I get, yes, I'm in that holding pattern, waiting, 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 which has a cost. And I lie to myself, I deceive myself, depending on the situation. In this situation, the lie was, or the story was, I can't make this choice until I've spoken to my son.
Yeah.
That was the story that kept me in the holding pattern because I hadn't
Have to
spoken to him and
wait.
therefore I had to
You're,
wait. You
How
know,
can you possibly make a decision until you talk to him?
Yeah,
It's very
couldn't.
reasonable.
Yes, of course, it is all reasonable. I'm choosing a new, I'm going to build a website. I've never had a website. So I'm going to build a website and choosing the name. And I'm like, oh my God, should it be this name, that name? And there's something I want to put out today. And I'm like, I can't put it out because I haven't got the new email address. I could use my old one. But the
Yes, you could.
story is, that's not proper. That's not a proper email address. It's
You're
not a
going to do
good
it
enough
wrong.
email address.
It's the
It's going
wrong
to be
choice.
wrong, the wrong one, and
Oh.
it will make the difference between success and failure. It's the least important thing. It's like a full
No
stop.
one
I mean, it's
cares.
just nothing. It's nothing.
No
No
one
one cares.
cares.
But I've made it very significant, because I want to get everything right.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. So
Got
the
it.
self-deception happens as a way of protecting me from making the wrong decision. Is that a good?
That's what I wrote down, that
Oh, did
like your
you?
self-deception, I like to always think about like what is the script that I tell myself, and yours is
Mm.
I will wait for, and then I have a blank line to decide. I will
Yes.
wait till I have the website. I will wait till I speak to my son. I will wait till Allison sends toilet paper under the door. Like it's they're all you're just gonna stay in that roundabout, and I'm not gonna choose a direction, and I'm not gonna choose a road.
Yeah,
Because it
and
could
then
be
it's
wrong.
someone else's
Yes.
responsibility.
Yeah.
And then I can't possibly have gotten it wrong. I can't
That's right.
possibly have done it wrong if you or my son or, whoever is making the decision. I can't
Fun.
get it wrong. And so I'm then protected.
Yeah.
I've also, interestingly, then excluded myself from the opportunity to get it right because I'm in this holding pattern of nothingness. I didn't see the conversation going here, to be honest, because I just didn't see this as being where the conversation was going. I
I
didn't
love it.
realize I was going to bring up the flight story.
Well, and where it land, like the you're getting into the cost of living with this script, the self-deception, whatever wording people want to use, but like this is the story you keep telling yourself. Like I can't make this decision until I talk to my kid. I can't. So
There
that's
was the
the
kick the decision into the long grass.
right.
Self-deceive as to why it's in the long grass. Well, I would if I could, but I
But
can't because of X,
him.
as you said, black, not black, blank, fill in the blank, your
Yeah, don't.
face.
I don't even know. I'll rewind this and look at my face. What was my face? Was I sucking a lemon? Oh.
There was a fleeting, there was a micro expression. I love
that.
There was a micro aggression.
There was
a micro expression of terror on your face.
Where are we going?
It was really fleeting. Yes, exactly. Where are we going? I didn't say black. What's going on? Yeah. Action, kick it into the long grass, reasoning, self-deception story as to why it's in the long grass. There's a lot of hand gestures happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you spent all that time over there, like kicking things into the grass. And what happened as a result, the impact of that is you had a massive amount of, I went through this with you. I watched you be stressed. And it was a lot of the conversations that we were having during that time. You're like, what the hell am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And then what I think where I kept coming back to, because I think it's true for me. And so I some, you know, like it's a lot of projection, right? If I think it's because of this and I'm like, oh, it's sure.
I felt that.
Yes. Sorry. I slimed you with my own deepest fears. And, but at the end, you weren't getting what you wanted. I kept asking him, like, do you want to come and see him? And you're like, of course I do. I was like, okay, well, why don't you just do that then? And you're like, because I have to listen. I haven't talked to my son. So you didn't get what you wanted until you chose. You had to choose.
I had to put down the story that this other piece, you know, whatever it happened to be in this instance, it was a conversation with my son. I had to put that down.
Yeah.
In order to be able to hold, you know, the decision. Because I was too busy holding the story.
And then you made the choice. And then what happened right after you? Well, as you were making the choice, how was your
breathing? I was liberated. I lost 3 stone in weight. I looked 4 years younger. I don't remember what happened. What happened?
The day you called me when you were booking your flights. I think.
Oh, okay. You're going there, are you?
Well,
really?
It was just like, okay,
really?
So you go all, there was a crescendo. There was a climax of like, I'm making the decision and I'm going to buy the tickets. And it was like literally jumping off a cliff.
It was very Thelma and Louise.
You were a little,
anxious,
a little anxious. There was some tension. There was like pressure. You were having a physical experience of stress and pressure.
Yeah.
Which like, that's why we don't fucking put the story down.
I mean, you're being, despite the very descriptive words, you're being very calm and kind describing what happened. I forgot how to read. I couldn't read anymore. I was trying to book a ticket and I was like, why is it all written in a foreign language? I can't read it. I don't understand anything. And you sort of talked me down. Because I was up in a tree going, oh,
I can't
read anymore. I've gone blind. I was kind of like, I was in such a state having made the decision to book the ticket. In fact, it was just, I think it was in the process of looking at the tickets. I mean, it was as if there was smoke coming out of the laptop. It was awful. It was like, oh. It was so terrible. And then you supported me, which was great, to calm right down. And work out
how talk through to the options.
How to book a
press
ticket.
Press the return key.
Where I was going. Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. Yes, and that was all the stuff that was part of it as well, actually, Ali. I'm not sure how to link it up, but I'm sure you'll be able to because you're not me and you're not inside the experience. But then once I had put down the story, the self-deception that I needed to wait for that conversation, the next horrific fear was I'm going to fly to America. And we know how I feel about these things because when I flew to Costa Rica on my own, I thought that when I got off the plane,
you would be chopped into pieces and put in a burn barrel.
I would be dismembered.
Yes.
I would be, the 2.5 hour journey from the airplane or whatever, the airport to the location, I was like, well, that's it. No one's ever going to see me again.
That's right.
That's where I'm going to die.
That's
somewhere
nice
between the airport
you.
And that place. Like I had so much fear.
Yeah.
And all of that very similar fear came up. my God, I'm flying to America. When I get there, I'm going to have to drive in America. I mean, I can drive. I can speak the language.
It's true. Yeah.
I'm pretty smart. I mean, actually, I'm really smart. And
Indeed.
I was terrified. I was like, oh, that's going to be awful. I'm not going to be able to do that. How am I going to be able to do that? I'm going to get on the wrong road. Apparently, there is only one road in
There's
America, and
just,
it's just really, really long.
so, yeah, it takes days, but
You just get
you'll
on that
figure that
road,
out.
just
It just,
drive.
and they always go through Nebraska. All the roads go through
All the
Nebraska,
roads.
so
Yeah, because it's in
you're
the middle.
fine. Yep. And we'll just stop in
So,
Nebraska and see your son, so it'll be great.
yeah.
Boom.
But so much fear.
Yes. So like when people are like, we don't want to talk about how we lie to ourselves, and that's like the heart of all mental illness. And you're like, well, okay. However, lying to myself is actually a beautiful coping mechanism. And it is soothing and it is soft and it is comforting. And I will kick that fucker into the long grass, and it's great. Because then I can sleep at night and I don't have to do the things.
It keeps me all of that fear and the stories created by the fear. You can't drive in America.
Don't bother going. You couldn't
You
possibly
can't,
find your way out of the
yeah, you
airport.
can't possibly read a map or a sat nav there. You won't be able to do that. You won't be able to drive on their side of the road. You won't be able to
Yeah,
use their money. I mean, it
true.
didn't go into that much detail, but it was mainly like, you will not be able to drive in America. You won't be able to get out of the airport. You'll be there for weeks.
Just
So all of
wandering
these
around.
stories,
Tom
so
Hanks
instead of all
movie.
the stories about the, speaking to the child and having that conversation, now it's like, you won't be able to get out of the airport. You won't be able to
Now it's
drive all the
all
time.
lies.
All
Like the
fear.
lies just got crazy.
Massive, massive lies, huge lies about that, which kept me safe, and I think more importantly, kept me right here in this house, in this town, right here, not over there.
Yes. Just like if there was a branch that snaps in the woods, it's a bear. So, like, your brain's doing what it's supposed to do. That's the first thing. The second thing that I'm noticing, or that's coming up for me, is that as soon as you decide to look at the story and like challenge it, that's the first step. Because then there's like 100 more that come after that are not great. But it's like, okay, if I can get through, it's going to feel terrible. Just like riding a bike without the training wheels, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to skin my knee. It's going to be awful. And then you do that and you're like, this is awful. Why am I doing it? I hate bikes. But if you just keep going and then you come out and you're like, oh my God, I can go up a curb. I can manage my speed. I can turn a corner. There is a breakthrough that becomes available, but I don't know how to hack this. I don't know how to get from this to like, without.
I think the only hack alley, possibly, I was going to say, I don't know if there is one, but maybe the hack is to just keep practicing. Because what I find is, it's very much, how do I describe it? It will transpose itself onto any situation. So that
Yes.
was the situation that I was dealing with from June until, I don't know,
August.
whenever it was, August, September, when I made the decision to buy the flight. Great.
September, yeah.
That is now my fear. You know those films where you see there's kind of like an alien space film and the fear has gone onto the person's face. And it's kind of like, so, it was on my face
Yes.
around the situation with, and then we kind of like peeled it off and we're like, okay, great, down you go. Now something else has come up in my
Yeah.
life, which is, it's about having some other conversations, actually, but I don't know that there's, I think that's a red herring of a connection, to be
What's a red
honest.
herring again? I never know what that means.
It's a deception. It's a
Okay.
trick story. It's a piece
Okay.
of trickery. Yeah, it takes you up the wrong path. So
Got
if I
it.
was to follow that, it would take me up the wrong path. If I was to think, oh, maybe there's something here about me having conversations, I don't think it's that. But now there's a new situation over the last couple of weeks where fear again has gone onto my face, and I'm literally in the process of gently peeling fear off and saying, okay, what are the stories you're telling me now? And the stories it's telling me now is that, in a different situation, I'm going to crush somebody, I'm going to ruin them, it's going to rah. So I've got a whole bunch of other stories, all fear generated, to what?
Keep
Keep
you
me
safe.
safe and keep
Yes.
me right here, stop me moving
Yes.
forward, stop me growing,
Keep you
all
alive.
keep me alive. But they all seem to go back to not wanting to share my opinion, not wanting to make judgments, not wanting to share my judgments. Yeah,
You're in
I
the
kind of
roundabout.
run out of energy there, but yeah.
So the work I see is that we don't. It's not wrong for us to be deceiving ourselves. Like, not only that, it's going to happen whether it's right or wrong. So it's just happening. So the
Just
reality
happening,
is it happens all the time, and what we have a negativity bias for a reason. Okay, great. So now we want to start to notice, like, okay, I would like to make a decision and I'm feeling really stuck. And maybe that's the notice when you feel stuck about something. So I just started talking to a coach about my eating, which that for me is filled with massive amounts of fear. And I'm so new into this fear that I can't even articulate it yet. But like, I just had one, and this poor kid, he's like 10. All right, so he's a young trainer, whatever, and he works with athletes and all of that. And like, there were so many questions that he asked me, and I had to watch my, because I would want to cry because I was getting scared even in the conversation. So I've been feeling stuck in it with food and the way that I eat for, I mean, you and I have known each other for how long? 4 or 5 years, and it's like a lot of what I talk about, right? And I'm really stuck there. So I think that's a place to notice if you feel stuck, if it's a repeating pattern. And I'm almost sick of it now. I'm like, that, I'm done. I am done devoting this much energy to like pretending that I don't know what I'm supposed to be putting in my mouth. So I'm just going to like hit it head on, and now I'm taking the first step, which means I'm now going to be like going into the deep dark hole. I think that you're right that with practice, if the cycle is this long, like where you go down and then you come out, if you keep practicing, maybe it gets to be this long. And if you can't see me, I'm making my hands shorter and shorter. So the cycle turns over faster.
I think that's a great way of describing it. I think the cycle turns over more quickly because I now notice I've been in this current cycle of fear-driven deception for 2 weeks. And yesterday and today, very slow penny drop, not that sort of like, oh, the penny dropped. It's like, the penny is dropping very slowly. Oh, I'm frightened of getting it wrong. I'm frightened of doing the wrong thing here. I'm frightened of getting it wrong, and it's paralyzing me. It's keeping me in this holding pattern of stress, telling me all the ways in which I'm going to get this very badly wrong. I'm going to make a huge, potentially devastating mistake. And I'm like, oh, now I've only been in this one for 2 weeks. I was in the other one for 2 months. 2 fun months. So this is, so
So if
I think
this
that
one
is it.
is 1 month and 29 days, then you've made progress, right? And I think it depends on the story, you know, how embedded is the story. Like, my fear of not being liked is so deeply embedded. It takes me a really long time to get through those. Whereas like this thing with food has to do with my ability to handle discomfort, emotional discomfort, because that's how I comfort myself. And so now I'm going to look at the thing that I've been using my entire life to comfort all my emotions, positive, negative, and all the ones in between. I eat for all of them. And
Yeah.
I'm going to
Can we
start to
still
like,
have potato chips when I come to stay, though? Or will they be banned from the house?
man, I'll talk to my trainer, my 10-year-old coach. I think he's like 27 or 28, but yeah. He's lovely. I don't think he can handle my crying, so I might have to. Maybe I should just cry and get it over with.
I think you should just cry.
It's
Yeah, I
not his
wouldn't be
problem.
holding
My
back
problem.
on that.
I was totally holding back. I'm embarrassed that I have so. I'm even starting to like feel it now. I'm embarrassed by how much emotion I have over food.
Not over food, though, is it? That's the top layer. It
That's the
shows
thing
up
I'm
as,
using.
yeah, it's not
But
about
like,
food.
I'm actually embarrassed at my how low my threshold is for emotional discomfort. Ironic, because the work I do.
I don't know that that phrase is accurate, Ali.
Okay,
Do you
great.
have a
Tell me what you
low?
think.
You said, I'm embarrassed how low my threshold is for emotional discomfort. I don't know. Do you have a low threshold?
I'm
That doesn't.
totally, this is new for me. So it may be that this is just like the words that come up because I can be with a lot of angst and a lot of pain and a lot of heartbreak. I know I can do those things. But there's something that with this food, the symptom of that I'm not sure I even know.
Yeah, actually, you might be right. You might be right about yourself. I mean,
Go
who
for
am
it.
I
It's
to say?
rare. It's
Isn't that
rare.
hilarious? I think you're wrong there about yourself, Ali. No, you might be right. I think you have a lot of capacity and facility around other people's emotional discomfort. I think you're really good at being with other people's emotional discomfort. But yes, I think you. There's you can definitely extend your range about around how much personal emotional discomfort you can tolerate when it's connected to your own stuff and your own self. Because what you tend to do, aside from eating chips, is you'll get very chipper.
Yeah.
You get very jolly and chipper about things. And
And fast.
snap along.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get like that around it if
Almost
there aren't any,
frenetic.
yeah, if there aren't any potato chips
It
available.
may just be like a dissociation of sorts that, again, like my work, I'm sure will be that I'll start to discover what are the things that set that off and then walking that path. 'Cause like I can do hard stuff. It's, I know that about myself, and yet
Yeah.
it feels like a massive, massive act of courage to talk to this guy about my nutrition. And all we talked about yesterday is he's like, well, first of all, this is about function. So I don't know what your deal is with food. I don't know what your emotional dysregulation is all about. He said, that's stuff you will find out. But when we talk about the shit you put in your mouth, we're going to talk about purpose and function. How does this food function? Like, what is the function of the thing you're putting in your mouth right now? And it may be that there are some, I'll start to understand, oh, the function of these potato chips is comfort or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. Embarking on a
Yes.
new journey.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, this, the sucking face. Wait, what is it? Sucking.
Sucking on a lemon is
I
sort
don't
of
like my mouth
disapproval. That's
like that.
disapproval.
Oh, okay. So scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, the emoji. The emojis are
That's
teaching
okay.
me how to make my
Yeah.
face.
Teaching you about emotions.
Right.
Shall we wrap it up?
What you got? What's your takeaway from today?
Well, I feel I've taken a lot from it actually.
Lovely.
Yeah, I wasn't really clear that there was a connection between kicking things into the long grass and self-deception, but the two stories I've told about my own life and experiences have really helped me to see, like, oh yeah, there's
You can
definitely a
see it now.
connection. So that's been useful. I've seen the connection there more clearly. And of course, it all comes back to fear. I always think there'll be something else, but there'll be another route, but no, it just all comes,
Can there be a
just comes
different
back.
answer?
Yeah, it's just fear.
It's like the law of the universe.
Yeah. So So I don't know that that's a very well articulated, shiny takeaway, but I have found the conversation really enjoyable and really useful. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you, madam.
Do you have a takeaway?
My takeaway is the when we challenge our story, that's the first step.
That's a very
I think
good
I thought
takeaway.
like, oh, that's like the fifth or the sixth. It's like, no, that's the first where you're like, uh-oh, this is going to be a little bit of a journey. And it probably won't be great for part of it. It's like when you really know you have to throw up and you're like drooling and you're like, if I just breathe through my nose, it'll go away like that. And then you're just like, okay, the minute you decide you're going to go and throw up is when it's kind of like that. Like it's not great. And then you actually do the thing and it's awful and the retching and the drooling and the nose and all of it, the tears. And then you're done. So that's an analogy.
Yeah, it's great.
Facing your story is just like puking. Right.
Ask, do we want to offer any practices? Can we think of any
Oh.
practices?
Well, we did the two-way prayer. We did
Yeah,
the
that
open
was
hands,
great.
half smile. So that's a great way to comfort yourself when you're in it. Oh, man, the practice is like maybe a practice is noticing a repeating pattern of stuckness. Just notice. Like we don't have to do anything about it. Just notice it over and over again. Which roundabout are you in? What do you think?
Well, I think that would be useful. It's a great starting place. Noticing is always a great starting place, and it's definitely helped me this week. I noticed I was doing lots of extra talking about something and getting really agitated, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Really stressed. So noticing really helped me this week. Yeah.
Lovely.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Cat cow coffee catch up. I can't
I
wait to see you
can't believe you're coming
guys.
here. All right, awesome. Our
It's
next
okay.
podcast will be in person.
Oh my God, we should do it from the gym
Fuck you. This is going to be
with
so
an
much fun.
audience.
We're going to do like a podcast every day while you're here.
Let's stack them up. Let's get them
Love
into
it.
the
Love
Yeah, let's
it.
do it.
All right.
Let's do it. See you
Bye.
later. Bye.